Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Tzadi Gimel in Maseches Ksubis. I'm recording this with you with anticipation of a very special moment. I'm learning this with you at the Gris Kola, waiting for the bus going on Lag BaOmer to Miron. And there's an excitement here in the air in Yerushalayim. The bonfires have started, and I'm hoping to go during the night, and then Bezer Hashem come back to be able to learn with the Talmidim, Bezer Hashem. So the Gemara begins on Tzadi Gimel Amid Aleph, continuing with the halachos of Achrayus that we had on yesterday's daf, and then we are going to go on to a Mishnah that's going to be a new topic. It will not be connected to the issue of Achrayus. Rather, it will be dealing with the halachos of providing for three women who have a ksuba whose husband dies, and that will essentially be the topic of Daf Tzadi Gimel, which will take us to another mishnah, which will be the blot for Lag BaOmer, and that is someone who's married to four women. So let's Bezer Hashem pick up the last sugya in regards to Achrayus. Last line on Tzadi Bezem Abez Amar Abay, Ruvain Shemacha Sadal Shimon Shaloi Bachrayus. If Ruvain sold Shimon a field without Achrayus, we've learned in the past that Achrayus means that I sell you a field, taking responsibility that if there's a lien on the field and the field is collected because I owe someone else money, or someone else owes someone else money and there's a lien on the field, in such a case, I will pay you back. In this case, Ruvain does not make that deal of Achrayus, and he sold the field to Shimon expressly stating that he's not taking Achrayus. V'yatzu alav, top of Tzadi Gimel Amid Aleph, Asikin. And Rashi describes Asikin as Orim. People came along and started murmuring and saying, no, this field belongs to me. This field belongs to me. Actually, Hichzik Bo Yochel Achzer Bo. The halacha is that if no one has made a Maisa Chazak on it, so then in such a case, the halacha is that Shimon is going to back out, because Shimon is in trouble. If the land is taken from him, he's going to really be stuck. So, because there was no Achrayus. So actually, Hichzik Bo Yochel Achzer Bo, Mishi Hichzik Bo, Eini Yochel Achzer Bo. But once the Chazaka was done, then he can't be Chozer. Mishum Da Amarle, because Ruvain can't say to him, Chaisa De Kitra, Savris Vikabilis. You took a small bag. Kitra would be a bag that's full of knots. Kitra is knots. You accepted it. You accepted this bag, and now you're stuck. Ume'emas machzik ba. And when is it considered that lokach took it, and that there's a chazaka that he's not able to be chozer? Michidayish amitzri. When he starts setting up and plowing and fixing the boundaries. Period. Igad amri. Others say afilu b'achrayis nami. Even if a case where there is Achrayus, even in a case where Ruvain the Mocher takes Achrayus, you can't back out. You, Shimon, cannot back out when there is Orim. Just because there's Orim, you can't back out, even though once the appropriate kinyan has been done. Da Amarle, because Ruvain could say to Shimon, Ach ve'terchvech ve'ashalem loch. Go show your shtar, and then I'll pay you back. But up until you show the shtar, the mechira is chal, and yes, if you want me to pay back the achrayis, that is another halacha, which I'll be willing to do. We begin a new mishnah. Misha haya nasui shalosh nashim. A man was married to three women. Umeis, and then the man dies. Ksubasa shelzo mana v'shelzo masayim v'shelzo shalosh maras. Let us say that there are different amounts of ksuba to each one of the wives. So we'll call wife number one as getting a ksuba of 100, wife number two getting a ksuba of 200, and wife number three of getting a ksuba of 300. So then in such a case, ve'ein sham elamonim. But the problem was that there's only 100 to divvy up. Chokim mishavas, you give 33 and one-third to each one. What if hayusham asayim? If there's 200, so wife number one that's entitled to 100, shel mana noiteles chamishim, she gets 50. Shel masayim v'shel shalosh meos, the one who are entitled to 200 and 300, shlosha shel zahav.
They divide the rest, which is 150. Now, 150 zuz, explains Rashi, and shel zav, comes out to 3 gold coins. So that's how much the amount is divided between them. Hayasham shalosh meos. If there's 300 in the husband's estate, so shel mana no telus chamishim, the one who's entitled to 100 takes 50. V'shel masayim mana, the one who's entitled to 200 gets 100. V'shel shalosh meos shisha shel zav, and the one who's entitled to 300 gets 6 zahav. That comes out to 150 zuz. So what emerges then is that the one who was entitled to 100 got 50. The one who was entitled to 200 got 100. The one who was entitled to 300 got 150. V'chein gimel she'etilu lakis. And the same halacha applies with men who invest with each other. So then, pichsu o'usiru kachem cholkim. If their value goes up or down, this is how they divide. So let's say one took an investment, one invested 300, the other 200, the other 100. So it's the exact same thing as the way these ksubos are divided. Analyzes the Gemara, is this really a fair division? Asks the Gemara, is that a fair division? Tlosin v'tilso v'tilso hu de isla. In order to understand this Gemara's kasha, we need to take a step back and do a little bit of both analysis of the shibud as well as basic arithmetic. And that is, if we have a case in where the husband of the state has 200, there are 3 wives, each one is clamoring for a ksuba. The 100, the first 100, is meshuba to all of them. If we're talking about wife number 1, who's only entitled to 100, so she should divide equally the first 100, and therefore she should get 33 and a third. That's the Gemara's kasha. Amar Shmuel answers, Shmuel biksubas balas mesayim lebalas mone dinu dvarim ein li'imach b'mana. There is another factor that's involved, says Shmuel, and that is that there was a dinu dvarim that was written. We've learned in the past that dinu dvarim is an expression, we had it earlier on daf pei gimel and daf pei dalet. It's a legal statement where a person rescinds their rights for a particular object. For example, we had a case where a husband said he's rescinding his right to the peros, dinu dvarim ein li b'peros. Here, the dinu dvarim means that the woman who was entitled to 200 said to the woman who was entitled to 100, I will not get involved with your money. Anytime that you want to collect the money, I am not involved. So explains Rashi, 5 lines before the why, dinu dvarim ein li imach b'mana. Kisha tavoi lidin lo yirav imach b'mana hamishubed lach v'lo yismayit chelkecha bishvili. Hilkach, here's the critical line. Hilkach, he in Rashi is referring to the woman with the ksuba for 100. Ubailas sholosh meis chalkin also. So when we're talking about the first 100, there's only 2 women who are quote-unquote fighting over that 100. So therefore, when it comes to the first woman, she is the woman who's entitled to 100. She divides equally with the woman who's entitled with 300. Asks the Gemara, does that really work? Yihachiyema seifa. How does the seifa continue with the division between woman number 2 and woman number 3? What do we say? Shel masayim v'shel shalosh meos, they divide equally. Shalosh shalosh shel zav, they divide equally. We said the 150 which is left, which of into 3 types of zav. Asks the Gemara, Tamala, the woman who is woman number 3, who's entitled to 300, she should be able to say to woman 200, Hasalakta nafshach mina, you removed yourself from the first 100, and therefore we should divide equally the second 100. Then I should get the other 50. Answers the Gemara, Mishum da amrla midinu dvarim, hu de saliki nafshai. I removed myself entirely from the first 100. I just removed myself in terms of dinu dvarim. Dinu dvarim is a personal deal that I made with the woman who's entitled to the first 100. But I didn't make any deals with you. It was only dinu dvarim that we're not going to fight about the 100. But you and I, let's duke it out. And therefore we divide the 150 equally, 3 zahav. Is the halacha. Continues the Mishnah, Hayasham Shalosh Meos. We learn that if there's 300, we had learned that the way in which it's divided is that the one who's entitled to 100 or ksubli, she gets half, she gets 50. The one who's entitled to 200, she gets 100. And the one that's entitled to 300 gets shisha shells of, which is equal to 150. Wait a second. Asks the Gemara, shel masayim mana? The one who's entitled to 200 gets 100? Shiva chamisha hu disle. She should get only 75. Why? Well, let's see how we're dividing this 300. The first 100 needs to be divided three ways. The second 100 needs to be divided two ways. So if we're talking about the second 100, so she's entitled to 50 of it because it's divided two ways with the woman who's entitled to 300. The first 100, she's entitled to about 33 and a third. Plus, you've also got the combination, the Mefarshim point out, that we have a Dinu Dvarim over here. But either way, at most, she should get 50 plus 33. That's at most. And if we're talking about minus the Dinu Dvarim on the first 100, then it will go down to 75. But certainly not 100. Shel Masayim Mana Shivu Chamishu Disle. Amar Shmuel Biksubas Bala Shalosh Meos Bikosevis Bala Shalosh Meos Lebalas Masayim Ulebalas Mana Dinu Dvarim Eli Machem Bimana. What a brilliant teretz. We've got another Dinu Dvarim. And that is the woman who is entitled to 300 wrote Dinu Dvarim to the Balas Masayim as well, Balas Mana. If that is so, so then in such a case, the 200 is only in given, the second 100 is entirely in the purview of the second Isha, and hence we learn that the halacha is that she gets 100. This needs a little bit more of elaboration, and that is that if the Balas Shloshmos says that she's not having anything to do with the Balas Mana. Let's start with the Mana. So then in such a case, the Balas Masayim is entitled to the Mana. How much of the Mana is she going to be entitled to? She's going to be entitled to 50. So she's already got 50 after the first 100. Now let's go to the second 100. Now that, they could divide equally, just amongst themselves. So here you go. 50 plus 50 equals 100. The Gemara now gives us an entirely different approach in terms of understanding the Mishnah. The truth is, the above pshat for Dafyomi pshat is absolutely beautiful. The Gemara is actually going to give a very complicated pshat of Rav Yaakov Minahar Pakut. Says the Gemara, Rav Yaakov Minahar Pakut Mishmei Deravina, according to Rav Yaakov, you don't need to learn that the Mishnah is talking about Dinu Dvarim at all. However, all of our above discussion, where you divide, let's say the first hundred we've been assuming the whole time is divided equally amongst all three ksubas, because the woman who has a ksuba of 100 is entitled to the first 100, the woman who's entitled to 200 is entitled to that 100, the woman who's entitled to 300 is entitled to that 100. When you get to the second 100, it's only the woman who's entitled to 200 and 300 entitled to the second, fighting over the second 100. All of that assumption does not apply, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Minar Pakul Mishmei Deravina Amar, Reisha B'Shtei Tfisas. If we're talking about a case of where the inheritance does not come in one fall swoop, so then in such a case, then the halacha is going to be different. Reisha B'Shtei Tfisas, V'Seifa B'Shtei Tfisas. The Reisha and the Seifa are both talking about when the Chalukah was done twice. There was two different tfisas and two different chalukas. And the Gemara is about to explain what that means. Before we see how the Gemara spells it out, let's remind ourselves what question we're coming to answer. What was the difficulty in the reisha? The reisha was difficult because we said that in the case of where there's only 100, so then we gave the Baal Meya, we had given her chamishim. And the question was, in the case of Masayim, why does she get
50 zuz. Again, in the case of Masayim, she got 50 zuz. And the argument was, as the opening line of the Gemara, was that she should get 33 and a third. So says the Gemara, the answer to that question is, Reisha b'shtei tfisis, t'naflu shivim v'chamshin b'chad zimna. What happened was, is 75 fell to her at once. And then they divided the 75 equal. Everything within the first 100 is divided equally. Umeya v'asrim v'chamisha b'chad zimna. And then what happened afterwards is there was 125 that fell to them afterwards. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi, 10 lines from the bottom on Sadi Gimel Amud Aleph. D'naf lehen shivim v'chamesh b'chad zimna. Rashi calls it ayin hey. D'naf lehen ayin hey b'chad zimna. Ubo lo dun aleim. Aminalu chalkos v'shavim. Then they're divided equally. Sheri shibut shlosh and almane. So now the balas mane is getting what? 25. 25 times 3 is 75. Divided equally, 75 divided by 3, 25. So she got 25. Now, we said, what was the whole estate the husband left? 200. So that means there was another chalukah, which was 125. Continues Rashi. Umei v'yesrim v'chamishu b'chad zimna. Balas mana kvar gov sachafei. Ubas l'riv. She's coming now to fight on al ayin hey, is only coming to fight on 75. Hilkach ayin hey mishubad l'kulena. And therefore the 75 is mishubad to all of them. So in such a case, if she came to fight for another 75, again, she's going to get 25. Kafta referch. What a brilliant ma'alech of Rabbi Yaakov Nahar Pakut. Okay. Seifa. And what about the Seifa? What was the difficulty in the Seifa? So there, the difficulty was, why does the Balas Masayim get 100 in a case of where there's 300 that's left? She should only get 75. Because in such a case, we had argued, at max, she should be entitled to 83. So why is it that she's going to get, why does halacha is, and when she gets shalosh, when there's shalosh meos, so then what did the Seifa say? That the one who's a balas mana takes 50, one's 200, takes 100. Why did she get 100? At max, she should get 83 and possibly even 75. So I'll tell you how she's going to get 200, to be entitled to 100. Seifa b'shtei tfisis. Again, there were two tfisis. D'naflu shivim v'chamisha b'chad zimna. So first, there was 75 that had fallen. So now she takes equally, like everybody else, 25. And then, umasayim v'esrim v'chamisha b'chad zimna. And then what happened was, there was 125 that had fallen. So now, how are we going to divide that? So says Rashi on the first wide line, Ayin hey minayu yad kulon shavimba. Ubalas masayim shelo gov sabit tfisa rishon elas v'chamisha. So the balas masayim, who now only has had 25, so how is she going to come to say, I want to get what I'm entitled to? Bala riv al shnia al kufayin hey. So she's coming and asking for all 175. Upalig ayin hey bein shloshtan. So then in such a case, you divide the rest, which is 225. Rashi says, in some corrected gear, so nimtza biyad kol achas chamshim chamshin umeya. There's 50, 50, and 100. We'll see what that means. Bein balas masayim ubalas shalosh meos. To be divided amongst the woman who's entitled to 200 and the woman who's entitled to 300. V'chatzi meya shenishar kula lebalas shalosh meos. And half of the last 100 that's left goes to the Baal Shalosh Meos. Nimtza shel mana noteles chamshin. So when it comes to the first mana, so then in the first mana that's left, the second wife takes 50, half of it. V'shel masayim, and of the 200, so then mana. V'shel shalosh meos kufnun shehein shisha din rei zahav. So as we developed earlier on the first 100, so then in such a case, we pointed out previously when only 75 falls first, so then in such a case, the balas meya is entitled to 50. Once she's entitled to 50, so each one of them get 50. On the next 100, so then in such a case, the Balas Masai and Balas Shalosh Meos divide equally. So now how much do we have? What we have is 200. And for the Masayim Mana as well, she's entitled to six of, because ultimately they divided that amount equally in the second hundred. This is one of the most complicated cheshbonos we have in Ksubis. The Gemara continues, Tanya, Zo Mishnas Rebbe Nasan. We learned in a Braisa that this was the teaching of Rebbe Nasan. In other words, this that we learned is not only Rebbe Yaakov Nor Pakud, but is also the Mishnah of Rebbe Nasan. In truth, Rebbe Nasan's sheet is about to be contrasted to Rebbe, and we're going to see that everything that we've been assuming above has been going alib de Rebbe Nasan, because Rebbe has an entirely different sheet. Everything we've been learning up until now is lahagdol Torah la'adira, because we paskin according to Rebbe. This is critical. Rebbe Omer, Ein ani roa dvav shor Rebbe Nasan be'elu, el cholkois bishoveh. Rebbe says, I don't follow this shita at all, but rather, the ksuba is divided equally. We will explain what Rebbe means. Rebbe is saying like this, if there's 100 that's left, so then in such a case, the ksuba is divided equally at 100. If there's 200 that's left, so then in such a case, the ksuba is divided equally for 200. In other words, let's say 200 is a little bit more for each one of them, is a little bit more than 60. So then in such a case, each one of them gets 60. The one who has a ksuba of 300 doesn't get more than the one with a ksuba of 100. We don't say the 100, the Balas Meya, she's only entitled to the first 100. No, we divide equally until the Balas Meya gets 100, and then, if there's more, so then you give the Balas Masayim, and then you give to the Balas Shosh Meos. But until the Balas Meya gets her 100, you divide everything equally. So it's an entirely different approach from Rebbe. We also learned that our Mishnah V'chein, Shlosh Shetilu L'Kis, Pichso Etiru Kachin Chalkin, that the division is the same thing in regards to Shutfin as well, if there's a difficulty in dividing. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel taught us, Shnaim Sheitilu L'Kis, Zem Monev Zem Masayim. What happens if two people invest? One puts in 100, one puts in 200. Hasocha L'Emtza. They divide the profits equally. We're going to see in a moment that Rabbah picks up, though, that the Lashon over here is socher le'emtza. So I'm a Rabbah, mistabra milsa yishmol b'shar le'charisha v'omen le'charisha. We're talking about an ox that you and I invested in. I gave 100 to buy it, you gave 200, and we're renting it out for plowing. So then, in such a case, says Rashi, there's no difference between my investment and your investment. Says Rashi in the top end, Tzadik Gimel Mabez, Shalei Charisha, Shalachu Ben Shar Lachrosh, V'charshim Boi, V'ein Chelkoi Shel Zeh, Moyo B'loi Chelkoi Shel Zeh. Without my 100 of investment, you wouldn't have been able to buy it. Hilka Chelkoi V'shava. So then we divide it equally. Avol B'shar L'Charisha V'omed L'Tvicha. But if it's an ox that could be used for plowing, but also is standing for slaughtering, if I invested 100 and you invested 200 and the animal is slaughtered, so then in such a case you get twice the profits than I do. Rav Amnuna Amra Afilu Shar L'Charishav Amal Tficha Haschar L'Hemtza. Rav Amnuna says that we divide equally. Meisive, the Gemara asks Akasha on the Shita of Rabbah. Shnayim sheitilu l'kis, zem onev zem masayim, haschar le'emtza. We learned that the schar is divided equally. My lav, bishar l'charisha v'omed l'tficha, utiyufta dirab. Are we now talking about a case where the shar is designated for plowing, but it could be used for tvicha, and nevertheless, the halacha is that's divided equally,
Utiyufta the Rabba, Layan for the Gemara, Bishad the Harishavim the Harishav, Shad the Harishavim the Tvich, Mai, Zenoit of Fima Isa, Zenoit of Fima Isa. So that is the defense of Shitas Rabba, who says that it's not divided equally when we're talking about selling the meat. Analyzes the Gemara. Aditani Seifa. But this will not fit with the Seifa. What does the Seifa say? Lokach Zebishaloi Vizebishaloi. What happens if you have these two investors where they invested in oxes, one buying, Rashi adds, strong oxen? Take a look at Rashi, Lokach Zebishalo, Shvarim Briim Bimasayim. One got strong oxen, and the other bought weak oxen. Vinis Arvu, and they get mixed up. Zenotol Fimosav, Zenotol Fimosav. So then in such a case, we don't divide equally. Now, if the halacha is that, as we had said above, that when Sharlach Harishav Amulet Ficha, then it's divided based on our investments, not equally. Liflog v'lisno bididei. So why did the Brisa divide and say, and we should spell out as well that halacha? Says Gemara, hachanami kamer. That's exactly what the Brisa says. Ba'medvar murim b'shalom echarisha v'am lecharisha. That's exactly what the Braisa means to say. The only time you divide equally if it's Shar L'Charisha V'Omer L'Charisha. But if we're talking about Omer L'Tficha, then it's exactly like if I bought the bad Shvarim, you bought the good Shvarim. So of course, when they get mixed up, we don't divide it equally. We divide it based on our investments. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah V'Chein, Shoshiti L'Kis Pichso Isiru Kein Hecholkim, that when people invest together, they divide the same way. What does it mean, the same way? The same way means that it's based on their amount of investment. Kachem Cholkim explains Rashi, that's a kasha on Shmuel, because we learned from Shmuel that Loch is Haschar Liemtza. And what do we see over here? It's not divided equally. Just like the case, the woman who's entitled to 100, woman who's entitled to 200, woman entitled to 300, it's not divided equally. My love, pichso mamish, osiru siru mamish, that it means that if it goes down and it goes up in value, so then in such a case, the halacha is that's divided based on investment. Defends Shmuel, amrav nachman, amrav ravu, loy. That's not how to translate it. Hosiru, Zuzi, Chadati, Pichso, Astira, Tzinusa. Let's take a look at Rashi. Zuzi, Chadati, Shematilin, Zuzim, Yishonim. Vinasnu, Vinasnu, Behem. We did business with old coinage. Achinasu, Chadoshim, Yotzim, Mehem, Bautza. Hilke, Chokin, Lefi, Moz, the Kolchat. So when it comes to making the cheshbon, so if I gave new coins, I get back new coins. You gave old coins, you get back old coins. Avolim ho siru. Yosar ala cheshbon. When it comes to the profit, haskar leemtza. Shmuel shita is, we divide it equally. And what does it mean? Pachso, estira de tsunisa. What does that mean? Shnifsala matbea. If the matbea went down, vein yotzes potsa, umishiesh lomako v'fisas ragu v'tachas kosher mehem sham, they would use then coins to put on the batter on their feet. D'mal yole chulda d'tu. So then in those days they thought it helped. The metals they thought helped the wound. So in such a case, then each one has to pay back in terms of the hefsid. So then in such a case, then it's kechesh b'mashenosan. Presumably that means that the type of coins you gave. However, if it comes to a general loss, then the loss is split down the middle per the sheet of Shmuel, and the Mishnah was only talking about the depreciation and appreciation of the coinage. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Sadi Gimel in Maseches Ksubis. Just to summarize today's daf, the first thing we had discussed was a mechira shelo ba'achrayis is no different than a mechira ba'achrayis, that at the end of the day, once I have, as the kone, done an action to do the kinyan, so then in such a case, I cannot back out of the kinyan. And if there's no achrayis, then I'm stuck. And if there is achrayis, then in such a case, ach v'tirfach v'ashalim lach, the mocher will have to pay him back, but that's only after the land is taken away from the original lokach. We had two approaches in the Gemara about how we look at a bailas mona, a bailas masayim, a bailas shloshmeos when it comes to ksuba. One way of looking at dividing it, which the Gemara had technical problems with and gave two brilliant approaches, was that when it comes to the first 100, if the husband only has, let's say, an estate, 200, the first 100, then in such a case, the first 100 is divided equally by every single one of the spouses, and that can only be explained with the concept of dinu dvarim. Rav Yaakov min Harpakut gave a complicated explanation without using dinu dvarim. And then finally, we have Halacha Lemaisa Rebbe, who says that everything is divided equally from the beginning to the end. Then we learned in our Mishnah that the halacha is that profits are also divided based on the amount of money that a person invested. However, the Gemara concludes that Shmuel was of the opinion that in general the schar is la'emtza, and that Blatt delineated a couple of places where Shmuel's rule does not apply. For example, when it comes to the appreciation or depreciation of coinage, as well as, according to many opinions, if we're talking about an animal, when we invest in an animal and the animal is slaughtered, so then in such a case you're entitled to 2/3 and I'm entitled to 1/3 if that was our investment. This is the Chazara of Daf Tzadi Gimel in Maseches Ksubis.